Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are really cracking open a complex topic, corporate knowledge. Specifically, how you can take all that data chaos in your Microsoft 365 environment and actually turn it into, well, actionable intelligence for AI.
Exactly.
We're doing a deep dive into retrieval augmented generation, or RIG, and maybe most importantly, the security layers you absolutely need to make it work safely in the enterprise. Mm-hmm. So picture this. You ask Copilot or whatever AI assistant you use about, say, the Q3 sales forecast, or maybe a specific technical detail from a document someone wrote just last week.
Right.
You don't want a generic definition. You need the real answer, the internal one, based on all those emails, PowerPoints, Teams, chats, all the stuff that only exists inside your company.
And getting the AI to use that specific context, your context, that's the Powers Rx. Mm-hmm. That's really the mission today. How do we build that bridge, but do it securely? We're looking at creating this intelligent knowledge layer, one that gives you accurate answers, but also flawlessly respects every single file permission, every data integrity rule you have in M365. That's how you turn a kind of generic, expensive, large language model into a trusted colleague, essentially.
Yeah.
One that actually understands your business.
Okay, let's unpack that core idea then.
Yeah.
RIG fundamentally changes what the AI does, right? Instead of just, I guess, guessing based on its training data.
Exactly. It relies on what you could call a sophisticated research assistant.
A research assistant. Mm. I like that.
Yeah. So before the LLM generates anything, the RIG system goes and fetches the most relevant bits from your internal knowledge base.
And the huge benefit there is
it massively reduces hallucinations, those weird made up answers, because the AI is grounded in your actual data. It's key for building trust.
Okay, so how does that magic, as you put it, actually work?
Well, the system takes your question like, what were the projected maintenance costs for the East Coast division? And it converts that question into a mathematical representation, a high dimensional one. We call it an embedding.
An embedding.
That it uses that math, that embedding, to search through your documents, which has also been converted into similar embeddings. It finds the pieces of text, the chunks, that are most mathematically similar.
So it's searching for meaning, not just keywords.
Precisely. It retrieves those relevant chunks, and that context is what grounds the final answer in your company's reality.
That makes sense for retrieval, but, you know, why can't we just use a standard enterprise search tool pointed at M365? Why does M365 need this specific dedicated RIG approach?
Because M365 isn't just like a file share. It's the heart of the organization's intellectual property. Mm. You've got enormous amounts of data constantly growing, mostly unstructured Word docs, OneNote pages, complex spreadsheets, Teams transcripts.
All with different permissions.
Exactly. All with existing complex security boundaries already in place.
Yeah.
If you just use a generic tool, the AI has no real understanding of that structure, those permissions. It's flying blind. And that leads to problems.
Big problems. Compliance risks, mainly. Yeah. Without a dedicated RG system that's constantly indexing and enforcing those permissions, you risk the AI mixing things up.
Why, Ike?
Well, imagine a junior salesperson asks a question, and the system accidentally pulls back a chunk from a highly confidential HR document about performance reviews, something they should absolutely never see.
Yeah, that's the nightmare scenario.
That's exactly the nightmare a properly designed M365 RG layer prevents. It has to handle the messiness of all those file types and act as a security guard before the LLM even sees the data.
Okay, so that's the core challenge. Let's shift gears then. Let's talk about the actual building blocks. Where does this knowledge live if it's not just raw text anymore?
Right. So the first piece is the vector database. This isn't like your traditional SQL database.
I don't know.
It's specifically designed to store and search those mathematical representations, the embeddings we talked about. It holds the meaning, not the original words, which allows for that incredibly fast, high-dimensional search. And the engine creating those embeddings, that's the embedding model.
Exactly. That's the AI model at the heart of it. It takes every piece of text, could be a paragraph, a sentence, or a predefined chunk, and turns it into this dense vector, this list of numbers.
And that enables the semantic search. Can you give an example of that in action?
Sure. Let's say you search for budget overruns. A traditional keyword search might miss documents that don't use that exact phrase.
Right.
But with semantic search, because the embedding model understands concepts, it can find documents talking about cost overages, or spending exceeding projections, or financial discrepancies, even if the words budget overruns aren't there. It finds related ideas.
That conceptual understanding is really the goal. But getting good results, that depends a lot on how you prepare the documents first, doesn't it? Chunking them up.
Oh, absolutely crucial. You need a smart chunking strategy. If your chunks are too big, you might pull in a lot of relevant stuff into the context window for the LLM.
Yeah.
Yeah, noise. But if they're too small, you might cut off important context that spans across a couple of sentences or paragraphs.
So what's the sweet spot?
Well, the best practice that's emerging is using overlapping chunks. Typically somewhere in the range of, say, 500 to 1,000 tokens per chunk.
Overlapping. Why overlap?
So you don't lose context that falls right on the boundary between two chunks. The overlap ensures that crucial information gets included, even if it bridges two sections.
Okay, smart. So we have optimized chunks. Is semantic search alone always enough, or do we need other ways to retrieve?
You know, semantic is great for concepts, but sometimes you need precision. An exact product code, a specific name, a date.
Right, like a serial number or something.
Exactly. So the best approach is usually hybrid. You combine that semantic search for the meaning with traditional keyword search for the exact matches. That blend hybrid retrieval tends to give the most reliable, high-quality results. You get the best of both worlds.
Got it. So that's the foundation. If that's the base layer, then security must be the skyscraper built on top, especially for M365.
Non-negotiable. Absolutely. It has to be multi-layered.
That sounds complex, though. How do we integrate this RGAG thing without messing up or bypassing the security M365 already enforces?
You can't really simplify the core requirement, which is tight identity integration. Your RGAG system must authenticate every single query through Azure Active Directory, or Azure Entra ID, as it's now called.
Yeah, every query.
Every single one. That's the only way to enable true row-level security, essentially. Filtering the documents or chunks before they go to the LLM.
So the LLM only ever sees data the specific user is actually allowed to see based on their M365 permissions?
Precisely. The permissions are checked and enforced during retrieval, not after.
Okay, that's critical. What about broader compliance? Things like GDPR, APAA, data location matters there.
Hugely. You need strict control over data residency.
Yeah.
If you're dealing with EU data under GDPR, you have to ensure the vector embeddings, the query logs, all of it stays within EU data centers.
And for healthcare. Same principle for HIPAA. Every part of that RAG pipeline ingestion, storage, retrieval, logging must meet those specific regulatory standards. You're basically extending your compliance boundary to cover this new AI layer.
That makes sense. Let's get specific on filtering. How do you stop really sensitive stuff like, I don't know, credit card numbers or social security numbers from accidentally showing up?
Redundancy is key here. You need content filtering and redaction at multiple points in the process.
Multiple points.
Yes. First, ideally during indexing, try to catch and filter or mask sensitive patterns before they even become embeddings.
Okay.
Second, you run checks again during the retrieval step. Filter the chunks before they're selected.
And third,
the final check right before the response is displayed to the user, just in case something slipped through. It's defense in depth.
And auditing. I assume we need to log everything.
Oh, absolutely. Every query. Who asked it, user ID, when, timestamp, what documents were retrieved as potential context, and what the final AI response was.
It sounds like a lot of logs. It is. It's non-negotiable for security reviews, for compliance reporting, but you also have to balance that. You need to manage those logs carefully so they don't become their own privacy risk.
Right, a whole other challenge. Okay, let's talk integration. This is where it gets practical. M365 data changes constantly. New emails, updated documents. How does the RGRADGE system keep up?
Yeah, that's a major engineering challenge. The main tool is the Microsoft Graph API. It's the unified way to access M365 data.
But it's not simple.
Not really. You need robust code to handle things like API throttling, where Microsoft slows you down if you make too many requests. You need good error handling, retry logic for when things fail. It's a complex, continuous data pipeline you have to build and maintain.
How fast can that sync realistically be? Do users expect real-time updates?
Real-time is usually impractical. Very resource-intensive, very costly in terms of API calls.
So what's typical?
Most organizations find a balance. Syncing every, say, 5 to 15 minutes often hits the sweet spot. It keeps the data reasonably fresh for users without constantly hammering the APIs and driving up costs.
And it's not just about getting the text out, right? A slide from a PowerPoint deck needs context.
Exactly. Content transformation is vital. Your pipeline needs to be smart enough to extract the text, but also keep the surrounding context. Like for a PowerPoint slide, you'd want to know the presentation title, the slide number, maybe any speaker notes associated with it.
Otherwise, it's just an isolated sentence.
Which is often meaningless. Yeah. Context is everything.
Okay. Performance. latency is a killer.
Right.
If I ask a question and it takes 30 seconds to get an answer,
users will just give up. They'll go back to the old way.
So how do we speed up searching through potentially billions of these vector embeddings?
We use algorithms called approximate nearest neighbor, or ANN.
Approximate. Does that mean it's not accurate?
It means there's a very, very small trade-off in accuracy for a massive gain in speed. The most common one used is called HNSW.
HNSW, what's that?
Stands for Hierarchical Navigable Small World. Bit of a mouthful.
Sounds like it. How does it work, basically?
Instead of comparing your query vector to every single vector in the database, which would be slow, HNSW built a kind of multi-layered map or graph of your vectors.
Like levels.
Yeah, think of it like navigating a map. It starts at a high level, quickly gets to the right general area, and then zooms in to find the best matches in that specific neighborhood. It drastically cuts down search time.
Clever. And you mentioned caching, too.
Oh, yes. Caching common queries and their results is essential. No need to recompute things constantly if the same questions get asked often.
Right. Let's talk costs. This sounds expensive. API calls for embedding, vector database storage, paying the LLM for generating the answer.
It can add up quickly. Absolutely. You need to manage costs actively.
What are the main ways to control the budget here?
There are a few key levers. First, operationally process big batches of documents during off-peak hours. Don't try to embed everything the second it arrives. Hmm. Use incremental updates.
Okay. What else?
Storage costs. Vector embeddings can be large, so you use techniques like quantization.
Quantization.
Yeah. It's essentially compressing the embeddings, making them smaller, using less data, which drastically cuts down your vector database storage costs. And usually, you can do this with very little impact on search quality.
Interesting. Any other big cost savers?
Yes. Probably the biggest one is careful prompt engineering, especially around context length.
How so?
Your retrieval step might find, say, 10 or 15 potentially relevant chunks of text.
Right.
But you probably shouldn't send all 15 to the large language model. Send only the top, maybe 3 to 5 most relevant ones.
Why limit it?
Because you pay for every token you send to the LLM and for every token it generates. Minimizing the input context, sending fewer chunks is often the single biggest way to control those LLM inference costs, often without hurting the answer quality much, if at all.
That's a fantastic practical tip. Okay, pulling back a bit to governance, how do we make sure our existing data policies, like sensitivity labels, carry over?
They have to. Total alignment is critical. If you're using Microsoft Information Protection MIP labels on your documents in M365.
Like confidential or highly confidential.
Exactly. Those labels need to influence the RGE system's behavior. Maybe a highly confidential document requires an extra check, or perhaps its chunks are never retrieved for certain user groups, even if basic permissions allow it.
Mm-hmm.
The RGE system has to respect those labels.
And dilution. If a document hits its retention period and gets deleted from SharePoint,
its embeddings must be deleted from the vector database, too.
Yeah.
And any related logs, potentially.
Yeah.
You can't have Orvin data sticking around in the RGE system after it's supposed to be gone from the source.
Yeah.
Policies have to be perfectly synchronized.
Makes sense. Quick clarification. People sometimes talk about fine-tuning an LLM on their data. How does RGE compare to that? Is this better?
For this use case accessing dynamic, secured M365 knowledge RGE is absolutely the better approach.
Why?
Fine-tuning is more for teaching the model specific jargon or a certain style, but it creates a static snapshot of knowledge. It gets outdated fast. And crucially, fine-tuning basically bakes the data into the model. It completely breaks the M365 security model because you lose that real-time per-user permission checking that RGE enables via Azure AD. RGE keeps data separate and secure.
Okay, clear distinction. Now, for someone listening who might be thinking about implementing this, does the approach change much depending on company size?
It does, yeah. You can think in tiers. For smaller orgs, maybe up to 500 users, starting with managed services like Azure Cognitive Search, which bundles a lot of this, can be simpler.
And bigger companies?
Medium size, say 500 to 5,000 users, you probably want more control. You'd look at dedicated vector databases like Azure Cosmos DB's vector search feature, maybe build a more custom pipeline.
And large enterprises, 5,000 plus SOAP.
Then you're into needing really robust, scalable, often distributed architectures. You might need advanced things like query routing, multiple vector stores, really sophisticated monitoring. The complexity scales up significantly.
Good guidance. Lastly, then, what are the common traps? Where do these RAG projects tend to go wrong?
I'd highlight three main pitfalls. First, underestimating data quality. Seriously, garbage in, garbage out. If your N365 is a mess, RGE will just give you messy answers faster. you need to invest in cleanup and governance first.
Okay, number two.
Ignoring latency during the design phase. We talked about speed. If the system feels slow, even by a couple of seconds compared to traditional search, users will hate it. Performance needs to be a core design goal.
And the third pitfall.
Skipping change management and user training. People need to learn how to ask good questions to get good answers from Argot. And they need to understand how it works enough to trust it, especially trust that it's respecting security.
Excellent point. So wrapping up, Argot seems like a really fundamental shift. It's about turning M365 from just, you know, files everywhere.
Yeah, scattered folders.
Into a genuinely intelligent, integrated knowledge layer for the whole organization. And the path seems to be start specific, maybe with a contained use case like technical docs, prove the value, nail the security, and then scale it out.
Exactly. And you know, the future of work, the future of productivity, it really hinges on having AI assistants that truly understand your business, your context. That institutional knowledge locked up in documents and emails is just too valuable to leave scattered and unused.
Hmm.
So the question really isn't if your organization needs this capability. It's more about when you start and making absolutely sure you get the security and the performance aspects right from the beginning. Don't bolt them on later.
A crucial final thought. Thanks for this deep dive.
My pleasure.